In all her life, Harriet Bullitt was guided by the parable of the long spoon. In the story, people only have long spoons and must feed each other across the table or not be able to eat at all.
The warning that comes out of the parable is that in order for us all to thrive and to do great things, we have to work together.
Beth Stipe worked with Bullitt and her charities for 20 years and is president of the Sleeping Lady Foundation. She says that Bullitt brought the sentiment of the long spoon to everything she did and that she encouraged others to do the same. This impacted many of those who worked with her. Bullitt was instrumental in the North Central Washington community where she established the Sleeping Lady Mountain Resort in efforts to boost the local economy. She created the Icicle Creek Center for the Arts and brought chamber music and opera to Leavenworth. Bullitt started Coho Radio, which serves the Wenatchee area. Programming included music and guests through a speaker series. She was known for her role in establishing landscapes which are conserved for environmental protection across the Pacific Northwest. Dennis Hayes, president of the Families Bullitt Foundation, remembers a backpacking trip with Harriet in southern Oregon in the Cascade Siskiyou Mountain Range. He says she fell in love with the place and fought successfully to see it established as a national monument.
She cared deeply about nature and about people, and she wanted both of them to be healthy and vibrant and sustainable.
Hayes and Stipe agree that Harriet Bullitt's legacy will last. Her influence on those she connected with will be felt much longer than her 97 years. The story of Harriet Bullitt isn't over. Share your memories with NWPB on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter page. I'm Sue Ann Ramella.